such as health, work, this church, family, someone else, friends. Does anyone have any reason not to be thankful? Oh, I guess your life is different than mine. Let me try that again. Does anyone have any reason not to be thankful? Any hardships out there?
Finances.
Sorry? War? Anything else? Depression? Oppression?
Persecution?
I guess the question is, why give thanks? Thank you, Charles. Today we're celebrating Thanksgiving. Is it an American holiday? I'll ask that again. Is it an American holiday?
Yes.
Is it only an American holiday?
No.
Thank you. You guys have been paying attention. All right, so this whole thing about American Thanksgiving, there's some debate, and I'm not going to go into all the details about whether the pilgrims really did the Thanksgiving dinner and all that stuff, but it is the foundation of the Thanksgiving that we celebrate. True or false, it affected what we do today. We also have Abraham Lincoln to thank for the American celebration, but not really Abraham Lincoln. You see, there was this lady, Sarah Josepha Hale, and she sent a letter to President Lincoln. And she was the editor of a book called The Lady's Book, and had been so for many years. And for a period of 15 years, she had tried to get the American public to take back Thanksgiving, to start celebrating Thanksgiving. 15 years she tried. She sent letters to all of the governors of all of the states. She sent to all of the American ambassadors all over the world and tried to get them to start celebrating Thanksgiving again. But in September of 1863, she sent a letter to President Lincoln, a long letter, you can find it online. But in particular, I would like to read, "And would it not be fitting and patriotic for him, the president, to appeal to the governors of all the states and inviting and commending these to unite in issuing proclamations for the last Thursday of November as the day of Thanksgiving for the people of each state? And since that time, we have celebrated Thanksgiving every single year." What year did I say this happened? She sent him a letter in the year. Yeah, you're going to need to pay attention. 1863. Does anyone know what else was happening in the United States in the year 1863? There was a civil war. More Americans died in the Civil War than in any war before or since. So what they did is they took a break from the war, everyone went home, celebrated Thanksgiving, gave thanks to God for the things for which we have to be thankful, and then they returned to war. The point being, in the midst of hardships, it is possible and right to give thanks. So, the American tradition. Some of this you'll see today. There are a few things that you have to have, I think most Americans will agree, to have a Thanksgiving dinner. Such as?
Turkey.
Yeah, gotta have turkey. Thanks, Ron and Joy. Maybe still out there working. Stuffing. Sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, pumpkin dessert, pumpkin pie, or pecan pie, and so much more. There's some debates about recipes, but you know, these are essential ingredients. However, for many years now, we've been working on making this an international celebration. My prayer and my hope, listen carefully now, my prayer and my hope is that each and every one of you will start a day celebrating thanks to the Lord in your own country and culture. In fact, there are many countries that already do this. Canada is well known for their Thanksgiving. They celebrated it that last month. The Netherlands also has a day of thanks. Egypt, Portugal, Zambia, India. India has quite a number of different Thanksgiving celebrations because of all the different ethnic groups and cultures there. Israel, Korea, Ghana, Germany, China, Barbados, and Norway, just to name a few. Any Norwegians here can tell me when the day of Thanksgiving is in Norway? Yeah, you got some work to do. You see, in many cultures, there exists a day of Thanksgiving, but nobody does anything about it. We have a day to celebrate moms. We have a day to celebrate dads. Shouldn't we have a day to stop no matter what's happening in life and be thankful to God? In Philippians 2:5, we're told, "Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus." What mind was it that was in Christ that we're challenged to have in us? Or let us go to the scripture verse from today. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 18. But let's just take verse 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I'm going to pick on my brother Ezra for a minute. A few weeks ago, Ezra informed me, and those of us who are at worship practice, that he had just been told that the project that he was working on, the one that brought him just in June, would be ending in December, which meant that he'd be without work. Being on the visa that he's on, he has a very small window in which to find new work, otherwise he has to leave the country. I told him a couple weeks later that what really impressed me was the amount of joy that he had that night when he was telling us that he needed to find a new job. Rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances. He was truly an example of that. 2 weeks later, he reported to us, without anything on his own part, another company called and offered him a job. So our brother Ezra will continue to be with us. Yes, let's give the Lord a hand. Many of you know of the difficult circumstances that I have been through in the last couple of years work-wise. It's not easy to give thanks in all circumstances, and that's why we need our brothers and sisters with us, to stand together and hold each other up during difficult times. So no matter what's happening in your life today, I pray that you would set that all aside and truly give thanks to our Lord for all that he's done. Let's just start with salvation, shall we? You know, grace is not getting what you deserve. Mercy is getting what you don't deserve. So here's our formula. I challenge us to live this next year. Each and every day, when you pray to the Lord, thank Him for all that He has done, all that He is doing, and all that He will do. To give your prayer request to Him, the things that you want to be different, give them to Him as a prayer of thanksgiving for what He is doing and will do in your life. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come. Bless our time of worship and thanksgiving. Take away our concerns and our fears, and may we truly focus on You. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your wonderful creation and all that You've given us. Jesus, we thank You for salvation, for grace and for mercy, for all that You've done for us. Holy Spirit, help us always to have a thankful heart in all circumstances. Help us to stand by one another and lift each other up through difficult times. In Your name I pray. Amen.